Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of October 31st through November 4th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Well, the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November has finally arrived. By Wednesday morning, we should have a conclusive result that will allow all of us to focus on some more results-oriented work. Aside from the divisive election, most of the news has been relatively upbeat, or, at a minimum, a continuation of the status quo. Vehicle sales came in hot last week at more than 18 million units, an unsustainable pace over the long term, but very nice to see. Employment gains continued in October, albeit at a somewhat slower pace. The U.S. added a net 161,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate fell slightly, back to 4.9%. The best news came in the form of increasing wage pressures. Factory orders data was mixed, as total orders were up for the third consecutive month, but the core capital goods sector fell more than 1%, offsetting an August increase. The rise in the ISM Manufacturing Index for October also shows a manufacturing sector trying to find its footing. Industrial activity is shifting positive, but it will likely lack much growth. Now, the ISM non-manufacturing index fell in October from 57.1 to 54.8, and construction spending was weak for September, but there were upward revisions to prior months, especially in non-residential construction. Last week's data highlight looks at factory orders. Factory orders increased 0.3% in September, the third consecutive rise. The top-line numbers were mainly supported by activity in the non-durable segment. Durable goods orders fell 0.3%, while the non-durable sector saw a 0.9% advance. Core capital goods were down 1.3%, and this comes after 3 months in which we saw positive gains in the core segment. Despite the one-month decline, the recent growth suggests business capital investment is getting back on the right track, but the September decline indicates the path upwards may not be smooth. Despite some of the rough spots in the report, manufacturing is stabilizing, but still remains in a relatively weak position. The near-neutral readings of the ISM Manufacturing Index support this view. However, some of the weights on the industrial sector are fading. Oil prices are floating near $50 a barrel, and the inventory correction may be nearing completion. The big question is whether non-energy investment will be able to pick up soon. Some of the uncertainty surrounding the economy could clear after the election. Overall, the environment suggests a positive industrial sector, but only advancing at a slow pace. On the international front, China's official manufacturing PMI index rose above 51 in October, beating expectations of a near 50 reading. New orders rose from 51 to nearly 53. The separate PMI rating from Cakes and Media and IHS Market Economics rose to 51.2, a two-year high. China's economy is heading into the fourth quarter with increased momentum, mainly driven by the services sector, which suggests a continued robust pace of expansion. Steady growth means that the government can shift its focus towards controlling credit risks and curbing housing prices. The government has announced further cooling measures to tame the overheated housing market. Growth also means less pressure for more stimulus efforts. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, it will be a relatively slow week, especially compared to the big items that came out last week. The slowdown is mostly due to the election on Tuesday and Veterans Day on Friday. We will get the October NFIB Small Business Optimism Index released the morning of Tuesday, November 8th. We look for the confidence to inch higher after dipping slightly in September. Small business confidence is holding up despite the election distraction. Wage pressures will continue to build on small businesses, but the business environment is overall improving. The November University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Index will be released on Friday, November 11th at 10 a.m. We look for the index to drop from 87.2 in October to 86.2 in November. The economic environment is relatively stable, but not strong enough to elicit big increases in consumer confidence. Plus, the election environment this year seems to be worse than normal. I invite you to join us this Thursday, November 10th, for our monthly State of Freight webinar. With the election over and the year nearing its end, it's a good time to evaluate the risks to the outlook for 2017. I will be moderating a panel discussion with macroeconomist Bill Witte and transportation economist Noel Perry. You can find more information or register by going to ftrintel.com/webinars.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.